So, I've got a picture for you. And it's a picture, when we get there, of the anticipation is building. You can't wait now, can you? Nearly. Oh, all these thoughts are wandering through your mind. Well, there we go. Now you can see the picture. You don't know what it is, do you? That is a picture of part of Durham Cathedral built out of Lego. I know. It gets better. Let's have a look at the next one. Here we go. They got a bit further by this one. This is a scale building of Durham Cathedral in Lego. So they got people to buy a brick of Lego, and every time somebody donated a pound, they put another brick on. And they had 300,000 bricks of Lego to build this building, and they've still got 100,000 to go. They've been doing it for about 3 years now. But that is the ultimate reality of Durham Cathedral, the real building. The Lego is a scale model, and it shows us something of what the full-size version is like. But it can't possibly convey the experience of actually being in the cathedral, and we've got a picture of that. The size and the grandeur of being in there, of the beauty of the light reflecting onto the stone through those beautiful windows. Well, our reading from Paul in the letter to the Ephesian church this morning, Paul was trying to convey something of the awesomeness of God's purposes for his people. He's so excited by what he's writing, in fact, that it all comes out as one huge long sentence. There's no pause for breath. And there's so much being said in such a short space that it's hard to grasp, even when it's translated into English for us. The part that we're focusing on today is the fact that God loved us, that he chose us for adoption into his family through our relationship with Jesus. And human families can help us understand some things about being part of God's family. It's a bit like that scale model of the cathedral. They can give us some ideas, but they can't convey the reality, the awesomeness of God's ultimate family. Even those bad experiences that we sometimes have of family can point us towards the things that God intends to be different. The fact that God's love will never let us down. God's love will never change. So I want you to take a moment to talk to the people around you about the best things of being part of a family. What are the things that you value most of being part of a family? So have a quick chat to a couple of people next to you, and then I'm going to ask you for some ideas. See if anybody's got any ideas. Anybody got any ideas they want to share about being part of a family? Anybody here got any ideas they want to share? Okay, let's have a listen to this one at the front. Let's see what the best thing about being part of a family is.
Holidays and fun times.
Holidays and fun times, that's a good one, isn't it? Eden, what's the best thing about being part of a family?
Going to all kinds of places.
Going to lots of places, okay. We've got lots of outings and holidays featuring. Anything else?
A dad.
A dad. Very good. So parents. Dad. I hope your mum isn't here.
More birthdays.
Birthdays, okay. Any other ideas?
Always having someone you can rely on when you're going through tough times.
Excellent one. That's really good, isn't it? Always having somebody you can rely on in tough times. Anybody else? I'm around this area, but I can come around the other side. Coming around. Anybody on the other side? Something you want to tell us about being part of a family? Maggie does.
You can be yourself and your family.
Exactly. You can be yourself, can't you? You can relax when you're with family. Don't have to pretend. Gracia?
Always having a cuddle with somebody.
Having a cuddle. Perfect. Having a cuddle. Sometimes because you're sad and sometimes because you're happy. Always right time for a cuddle, isn't it?
And when we do not have a weather family around, so we come to church and see our weather family every week. That is wonderful.
Thank you, Tianhao. Yes, so coming to church and being part of a bigger family.
Going to church every Sunday.
Going to church every Sunday. Excellent. Okay, any final ones? Haven't missed anybody there? No, good. Well, they're all really, really good examples, aren't they? Really good examples of really things that we value about being part of a family. And those verses from Ephesians tell us that God is the source of all blessing, including all those things that you've just thought of. And that even before he made the world, God loved us. That's really hard to get your head around, isn't it? God was thinking about you before the world ever began. What an amazing thought that is. And God chose to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. He made us right with him. That reading told us he made us blameless in his sight. That's pretty amazing all by itself. But God didn't leave it there. He could have done. He could have just made us right with himself. But he didn't just do that. God went further. He chose to adopt us into his family. Not everyone has a loving human family, but each one of us can be part of God's family. If we trust in Jesus, then God relates to us in a whole new way. Being adopted into his family changes the way God relates to us. It changes the way that we relate to one another. God loves us so much, he wants us to know him as our Father, to have an intimate relationship with him, a personal relationship with Almighty God, to know the reality of his love and his helping us every day. To have access to him as his children, into his presence, to be able to talk to him in prayer, to receive gifts that he gives to each one of us, and to receive an inheritance, part of being a child. Receiving an inheritance, and God's inheritance for us is eternal life with him. When we're part of God's family, it's forever. Adoption agencies talk about children finding their forever family. And God adopts us into his ultimate forever family. Not just for this life, but forever. And as Tian Hao said, he makes us part of his family, the church. So we belong both to God and to an enormous family across the world. Well, I need some help for a moment. So anybody who is good at charades, now is your moment to shine. If you think you are good at charades, come and help me for a moment. Anybody else? Yeah, got some guys here. Lovely. Good. Anybody who's good at charades, just come out. That's good. We need a few of you. Okay, so the way this is going to work is I've got a few things for you to act out, and we're going to have a couple of people doing it at the front and a couple of people in the middle of the aisle and a couple of people further back so that everybody can see somebody trying to do this, all right? So Let's have six people to start with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you come here. If the others hang on a minute, there's a few more to go. Right, this is what you are trying to act out, okay? Okay, don't tell anybody what it is, all right? Think about how you might do that. So can we have two of you further back, two of you in the middle, and two at the front? Do you want to go in the middle? Lovely. Right. Now you can do it together as a pair. Do you want to be right at the front so everybody can see you there? Okay. Right. Watch these guys and see if you can guess what they're trying to do. Go.
Feed the dog. You know exactly what to do. They're looking after.
What are they doing? Oh, we got some ideas here. Anybody got some ideas here? Shout it out. They're feeding the dog. Well done. Good acting. Round of applause for that one. Thank you, guys. Okay, so if you come and move out of the way, we'll let the others have a go. So, another six of you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Eden and Isaac. Okay, so you are trying to do this. Are you ready? If you did it this morning, you'll be very good at acting it. Right. Are you all clear what you're doing? Right. So, do you two want to go to the back? And you two at the middle? And you two at the front? You guys move back to give them some space. Okay. They reckon this one's a bit harder from the front here, so we shall see. Ready, steady, go. This was a very violent version at the front. It's a bit more gentle in the middle. Okay, if that's how you did it this morning, then I have to say, I'm very surprised. Okay, has anybody got any ideas? Oh, well done, making Mum a cup of tea. That was very good. I'm very impressed by the person who got that. Well done. Okay, guys, do you want to come back? Right, who hasn't had a go yet? Do you want to come here? Okay. Right. Now, it gets a bit harder at this point. Are you ready for a hard, really hard one? Oh, yes. Bravery, I like that. Right. Okay, so you two. Right, do you two want to do another one? So, that's what you're doing. It's hard, isn't it, this one? Right, you two, do you want to go to the back? You two, do you want to stay in the front? And I need two more for the middle. Right, you two. Okay, here we go. Let's give this one a go. This is quite tough, I have to say. I was being a bit mean at this point. Right, on your marks, get set, go. It was what you were doing before, Lucas, was quite good. Do what you were doing before. Right, okay, so. Not quite. Yes, you can't answer. You're at the front. You probably saw the piece of paper. Anybody else got any ideas? This was a very hard one. Right, so somebody is ill, so what might the other person be doing? Taking care. The other person is looking after them. So the actual words on the sheet were, you are ill and your mum is looking after you. That was quite hard to act, wasn't it? I was very mean at that point. Yes, that was hard. Right. Okay. Finale. Everybody left at the front. You can do one last one. Okay, so if you know what it is, spread yourselves out down the aisle so people can see you. Some of you stay at the front. Okay, are we ready for this? Ready, steady, go. Oh, somebody's already got it down here. Giving a present. Yeah, so they received a great birthday present from their mum and dad. Well done, guys, that was great. You can sit down. Thank you very much. Very good acting, I have to say. Well, being part of a family brings great privileges, but it also brings great responsibilities, and that's what we saw there. We saw some of the chores that you do to help out at home as part of a family. We also saw some of the really exciting things that happen as being part of a family. And that's even more true of the family of God. Being a member brings amazing privileges, and it also brings amazing responsibilities as well. In Jesus, God makes us holy like he is. When we're adopted into his family, he calls us to live in a way that pleases him and to show his love to others. God loves us, and he calls us to love one another as part of his family, to show that in the things that we do, just like we do in our human families. God loves you. If you love and trust Jesus, God chooses to adopt you into his family, to make you his child, so that you can share in his life now and forever. You can't choose your parents or your children unless you're adopted. But God chooses us, knowing everything about us. He loves and chooses us. God makes us part of his forever family through Jesus. We have a whole new relationship with God, a whole new relationship with one another. All of God's children become our brothers and sisters. It's the most enormous family in the world, and it's an amazing family to be part of. Well, did anybody make their mum a cup of tea this morning? We saw it being acted out. Hands up if you made your mum a cup of tea this morning. Not many, I have to say. A lot of mums went without a cup of tea this morning, but some did. Okay, good. Well, when you made your cup of tea this morning, you probably used one of these, a teaspoon. And a teaspoon, if you see it written down as an abbreviation in a recipe, you see the letters TSP. So this morning, we're going to pray teaspoon prayers, okay? And teaspoon, TSP, stands for thank you, sorry, please. Okay, so I want you to think of something that you want to say thank you to God for. It could be about your own family. It could be about the church family. It could be about the fact he's adopted you. So just think of something you want to say thank you for. And then think of something you want to say sorry for. It could be something that you've done in your family that's hurt other people. It could be that you haven't trusted in Jesus and been accepted God's adoption into his family. And then something you want to ask God for, something you want to say please for. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to stand up. So when you've thought of your three things, you want to stand up. We'll all stand up together. Okay, so let's stand. And we're going to say thank you by putting our hands in the air. We're going to say sorry by bowing our head and clasping our hands. And we're going to say please by putting our hands out in front of us. So, let's pray.